Hello, Speaksters, and welcome back to another episode of Spirit and Lore. This is episode 4, and today we're going to be talking about the Kitsune. Now, while I'm recording this, it's actually Thursday, or should I say Folklore Thursday, where there's a certain folklore tale which is shown to everybody. So today I chose the Kitsune because I want to say that I absolutely love the Kitsune. Kitsune is actually a Japanese word for fox. And these foxes are always known as a common subject of Japanese folklore. So they're actually known as these benevolent beings that have paranormal abilities, and every time they get older, they get stronger. And there's also a reference to Pokemon in this, which is a little bit strange bringing in Pokemon in the podcast, but Ninetales is actually a Kitsune. And a lot of the stories around how many tails the Kitsune has is in relevance to how powerful it is. And it's a common idea that a lot of the Kitsunes have 9 tails. So that is probably where they got the majority of inspiration for Ninetales, which is the evolution of Vulpix. So let's go back to where these myths come from and what exactly these foxes do. Now, some believe that they have the ability to trick other people's and all of that and so forth, and that they can portray themselves as someone else. They can actually shapeshift and become maybe a lover or a friend or someone that you're close to. And some people believe they can be quite bad. But then on the other side of the spectrum, a lot of people have believed to live with the foxes in Japan, and there's like a deep companionship between the two of them. So they believe like the fox is actually a good sign, a good spirit, a good messenger, and that they're there to protect because they have so much power. And some people even actually sacrifice things and see them as a god. They were actually also known during the superstitious Edo period, which was 1603 to 1867, as witch animals because of the powers that they possessed and the ability to shapeshift. What's really interesting is that even now today, at certain celebrations in Japan, like weddings and different festivals, they actually have fox fire lanterns because it's believed that some of these kitsunes have the ability to create water or fire also. But as I said, because they're seen as so powerful and so wise, they're also seen as quite cunning because they're foxes and incredibly dangerous too. Now, when they start off, the idea and the folklore that I've been reading says that they start off as like little pups or cubs, and they easily kind of blend in with other foxes. You never know they had these powers and so forth, but like over time, their tail starts to grow a new tail. And then, as I said, this can grow up to 9 tails. And the more years, the more they start to change in colour also. And once again, I know this links in with Pokemon, but their final form is to turn into a white fox with a white tail with 9 tails. And when I mentioned shapeshifting, now when this only happens when they get to, I think, 50 or even 100 years of age, then they have the ability to transform into humans. Now they can shift into men, women, young, pretty ladies, little boys. And basically, they can have the ability to deceive. It depends what the Kitsune is like, if its nature is to be malicious or its nature is to be kind. And it's also believed, there's a superstition that came from this, that if you encounter any lady that's on her own around dusk, the time of the day when foxes become active, that the lady is probably a Kitsune herself. Now let's talk about a bit of a dark story with the Kitsune and one occasion where one has been seen as deceiving and so forth. Because they have so much power and the ability to deceive man, they can actually be, what's this? Let's just say they can change into somebody and they can cause havoc, absolute havoc. And there's actually a lot of old paintings and so forth back in Japan, which shows a lady and a maiden. I think it's a certain story, I'm trying to think, It was about the Indian prince Banzuku, I think that's how you say it, was being tortured by and tormented by a nine-tailed fox who wears the garments of his lover, Lady Kayor. I hope I'm saying all these words right. Now, we don't know if the lover was possessed by the spirit or something else, or the fox just changed into the lover. But this is one of those occasions where it's been seen that the same spirit of the fox ended the dynasty and maybe got rid of the lover, basically. Yeah, I just realised I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's Kitsune. It's not how I was saying it before, so it's Kitsune. Now I want to mention, although we don't really know about the tradition of the popular fox and, you know, everything that happened, in popular culture we seem to have lots and lots of references. So let me tell you some popular culture references to Kitsune or Nine Tails. So, in the video game League of Legends, one of the playable characters is Ahri, the nine-tailed fox. She appears as a beautiful woman fox with fox ears and nine fox tails, who seduces men so they may come and she can consume their souls and steal all their memories. So this is based on the folklore idea that the fox is always seen as a, maybe, you know, a bit of a deceiving lady that takes on the power of men. The other one, which I mentioned before, is the name and the appearance of Pokemon Ninetales, based on the nine-tailed fox. In Naruto franchise, the Beast Kurama, I'm probably not saying this right, the Beast Kurami is based on Ninetales Fox. In the video game Okami, one of the boss's games is called Ninetales, who in the game disguises as the priestess Reo, once again a beautiful young lady who has direct access to Queen Himiko. We also have it in the game Sonic the Hedgehog. Tails is actually designed off of nine-tailed fox. So there's always been that fascination, in a sense, with this fox, and it's appeared here and there, and in a term, you know, it's just everywhere, basically. Kitsune is pretty much just splashed in here and there. Now the question is, do you think Kitsune is a bad fox, or a good fox, or what do you think? Do you think just it's seen as a thing that is misguided, or seen as a creature that's actually a guardian and actually powerful and seen to help others, not just itself? Because there's a lot of other stories where, for instance, we got the Kelpie, which I spoke about a few episodes back, and how the Kelpie transformed into a beautiful maiden. It seems there's always a connection between a beautiful young woman which takes away a man. Now, do you think that's always the case, or is that just being kind of added in as this kind of, what's the worst thing a lady can do? And stuff like that. Yeah, I'd love your feedback, comments, and what do you think, really? I'm just trying to look through what else there is about the Kitsune that I can talk about. I forgot to mention the Kitsune, I'm always going to say the name wrong, actually feeds off the souls. I completely missed that out. They are kind of like vampires, but they feed off the souls of humans. And they get more and more powerful with each soul that they devour. That should have been put in. I think my main take from this is I absolutely love Ninetales. Yeah, it's a beautiful, mythical creature. I just would love to know more of the origin and where someone got the idea of Ninetales and so forth. I've tried to look at the origin and where it came from, and there isn't much to go by, only that this is a mythical wolf witch that has powers and the ability to shapeshift. So does anyone else have any ideas of where this could have come from, where this concept and idea could have come from? I think that's us done with this episode. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode, and I will see you next time on Spirit and Lore. Bye-bye.